What a great reminder just that we are to be the candle of the Lord, the light of the world, I suppose we can say in that sense. But I do want to say, and I've already said Happy Father's Day, anybody here today wearing a Father's Day present? Any of the guys? Anyone? Yes? I don't want to know, Warren. My socks. Okay, yeah. I've got the same. I've got my Father's Day socks on. I'm always confused though, this idea of moustaches that they put on these things these days. Who's here? Rodney, you've got a moustache. Anyone else? There's not many. There are, yes. But I want to see it actually tailored like this, so that it's, you know, whether you get the wax out or something like that, so you can twist the ends off. But, sorry? Oh yeah, we've got a good one down here. Yeah, need to twist that a little bit there. So, yeah. Now, being Father's Day, I recognise that my view on Father's Day has changed over the years. When I was a kid, I used to enjoy Father's Day for the simple fact, or my understanding of Father's Day was just that I would get a present, my brother and myself would get a present for Dad to say, thank you for being our dad. So that was our understanding of Father's Day as a young kid. As I got older and as I became a father, it took on a different significance. All of a sudden, I realized the responsibility of being a father and what that meant. So I saw it differently from the perspective of looking at my girls, but then from seeing my dad's role as a father upon me. And I saw that very differently as well. Now, I'm at that stage of life where my father is no longer with us. So I actually see it completely differently again. I actually see it from the perspective of the influence that he had upon me as I was growing up that I probably didn't acknowledge early enough. I didn't acknowledge who he was and the relationship that that had upon me, the influence and the impact that it had. Now, I do not only go into my father, but my grandfather's as well. I've got two Bibles here. One was my father's Bible that he got as a kid, and he held on to that for many, many years. The other one is actually one of my grandfather's Bibles, and they're significant to me, not because it's just the family Bible that's handed down generation for generation. There's significance in the fact that they represent who those men were. Men who sought after the heart of God in their life each and every day and wanted to be God-honoring men and wanted that to be handed down through the generations as well. So, you know, that's part of the significance of those Bibles there today. Now, I understand as well that times has changed. The world has changed a lot from when I was growing up to what it is now. When I was growing up, I'm starting to sound old, aren't I, okay? Yeah, that's because I am. Well, respect, go on. So, but when I was growing up, when I was a young teenager, after school, Saturday, I'd jump on my bike. Now, I was out of there. I'd be gone for hours. I'd be off on my bike. There was no helmet. There was no mobile phone that I could contact anybody or anyone could contact me in case of emergencies. We were off. I'd meet up with my friends and we'd be gone for all day. I don't know what we did for eating. I think we'd cruise up to one of our friends' place and, you know, we'd have whatever was on there, and Mum and Dad had no idea where we were or what it was. We'd get back late at night, and that was just how things were. I also remember going from maybe the core building to somebody's house for either core cadets or a supper. What we do is we all pile into the back of somebody's station wagon, and there'd be 8, 10, 12 of us piled into the back of this station wagon. And it was the days where, you know, the back window would be wound down so you could kind of hang out a little bit if you needed to. And that you'd want to get in the back of the station wagon first, because if you didn't, you'd end up having to sit in one of the seats. And that wasn't a cool place to be. That was the boring place to be. You wanted to be in the back of the station wagon, just jammed in with everybody. And we'd do that. That was not a question. Remember the days when trampolines were just a stretchy thing with springs on them? You know? And you could jump and you could fly off. These days are all covered in. And I remember at school one time, a trampoline thing that we did at school, a kid got his head stuck in the springs. And the funniest thing was seeing the teacher laughing and having to pick himself up and then go and help the kid get his head out of the springs. And that's just how things work. Life is very different now. These days, I think some children, if they're heading out somewhere, Mum or Dad want to know, you know, do you have sunscreen on? Got to be covered in sunscreen everywhere. Make sure you got, and helmet. Helmet's got to go on. You've got to be wearing your helmet. Elbow pads as well. Knee pads, a whole lot. Have you got your phone? Your phone's got to be there because I need to make contact with you. I've got to know where you are and what you're doing and who you're with and all of these things. And parents, make sure their kids have got all this stuff. Then they head out and they go to the mailbox and they check nothing in the mailbox and come back in. Well, where have you been? You're supposed to be back. We tend to be overprotective these days. Kids can be exposed to so much, and we want to protect our children from what they're exposed to. There are certain things in that yes, it's justified that we need to be protecting our children, because society today is very different. And I suppose in some senses, there's a real push and emphasis toward materialism and greed and over-sexualization of a whole lot of things. And kids are exposed to this. And it makes me realize today more and more, and this goes beyond just dads, that we need people who are godly, Christ-centered people who are influencing not only our young people, but society itself. And we need godly, Christ-centered people to be doing that, to be leading the way. I think I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed because of the heritage that's been handed down to me. And I think this room is evidence of this. The world has changed very much. Society has changed, culture has changed. But one thing that has remained the same is that there is a desire for our young people to grow up knowing what it is to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This room is evidence of that. How many of you grew up in a multi-generational, faith-based Christian home? How many? There's quite a number of us. But can I also ask the question, who is maybe first generation or maybe second generation Christian within their families? And that's a significant thing as well. I'm actually blessed because of the heritage that's been handed down to me from my family, from my grandparents to my parents. I know what it is to have a home that is Christ-centered, that everything that happens in there is God-honoring. But it wasn't just my home that was like that. In fact, I think about growing up, and it spread so much further than just home. In fact, my church family was just as influential upon me, because there were guys and there were women who actually embraced who I was as a young man and embraced my friends and were really keen to see us grow up to know what it was to be in a personal